Now you come back here, we say, under the law of vibration, we find that everything vibrates, nothing rests. Everything is in a constant state of motion. There is no such thing as inertia. From the mental to the grossest form of matter, all is in vibration. This lectern is made of, I suppose we would call it lucite. However, it appears to be solid, but it's really not. If you look under a microscope, you'll see particles of energy moving. And of course, that would be the same with every physical form that you might look at under a microscope. Now, we say graduating between the lowest and the highest form of vibration, there are literally millions of cells or levels of vibration. Rates of vibration are known as frequency. The higher the frequency, the more potent it becomes. Thought being one of the highest forms of vibration and very potent in nature should certainly be understood. Now, I have mentioned in many, many seminars that thought waves are cosmic waves that penetrate all time and all space. It's not an accident if you happen to be wandering down the Champs-Élysées in Paris or maybe Oxford Street in London, England, and a loved one may be sitting in Colorado Springs, and they're really concentrating. Something has happened at home, and they really want you to phone home. All of a sudden, you get a feeling you should phone home. Now, what did we say feeling was? Vibration. Their thought waves are in resonance or in harmonious vibration on the same frequency as certain cells in your brain. And as that thought wave of theirs strikes your brain cells, it sets up a vibration in you. You call that a feeling. You've got a feeling you should phone home. And you phone and they'll say, oh, thank goodness you phone. We've been wanting to talk to you. Do you think that's an accident? Again, it's the same thing when you pick up the phone to phone someone. You haven't touched the dial. The phone hasn't rang, and yet the other person's on the other end. We put that off as coincidence, and we laugh about it. It's an absolute law. You are in tune with the other person. Now, we started out yesterday morning with a glass of water. In the earliest lesson, we were coming under and talking about these three parts of our personality, and then we related it to energy. I held up a glass of water, and I said, in the state of vibration it was in, the energy was called water. Then we talked about heating the water. We called the same energy steam. It wasn't water any longer. And then we continued to heat the energy, and then we called it air, ether, or gas. It was the same energy. Now, let's let these lines here represent levels of vibration, or we could refer to them a different way, levels of consciousness. Now, we're going to take this bottom line and make it a little heavier. We'll put a couple of arrows on it. And then we will write the word self. Now, I would suggest that in your exercise book, on the opposite page to the law of vibration and attraction, that you make a drawing like this. Now, underneath, we'll write the word simple. Now, everything below this line is going to be referred to as a simple conscious state. This line is referred, and everything above, as a self stage of consciousness. Now, what we're dealing with are levels of vibration and consciousness. An animal is in a simple state of consciousness. We could have a little dog here on the set, and the dog would know it's on the set, but it doesn't know it knows it. A dog operates, as you and I do, with sensory factors, and they are to help the person communicate with their outside world, but they're not operating with any intellectual factors. They operate with instinct, which is perfect. So the dog knows and yet knows not. It's able through its sensory factors to look at its outside world, but not able to look at its inner world. You and I have the creative ability of looking at our inner world, and we're in what we call a self-conscious state. We are aware of our objective as well as our subjective world. Now, there are many varying degrees of consciousness until you reach the higher state, which is called divine or cosmic. Use whatever word you choose. It's divine or cosmic consciousness. All religions that have maintained their balance over any period of time are founded on the premise that we will one day be one with our Maker. We will reach this higher or divine conscious state. We will be aware of our oneness